The government's proposal to raise the stamp duty on stock transfers from 0.1% to 0.13% and to significantly increase the first registration tax and vehicle license fees for private cars. The first registration tax has remained unchanged for more than 10 years, has been described by some as a bold move. However, its effect on supplementing government's revenue is actually limited. In terms of cutting costs, the government's freezing of the manpower of the civil service and the requirement for departments to reduce recurrent expenditure by 1% are also a drop in the bucket. By ploughing back the housing reserve and the investment income of the future fund into the account, which will involve more than 40 billion Hong Kong dollars a year, the government can make the fiscal deficit look smaller. However, this is only a financial maneuver to a certain extent and can only help society find more time to forge a consensus on how to broaden the tax base in the long run. Thanks for listening to this Ming Pao's editorial brought to you by Eric Cheng, lecturer of School of Professional Education and Executive Development, SPEED, PolyU.